We are holding steady. Yeah, we haven't had a positive case since last Thursday, actually, which is great news. I have seen some things on Facebook where, you know, people are saying that they've tested positive. I'll read my little blurb of, you know, this is a reportable disease by law, so any individual that does test positive at a healthcare facility, whether that be at a clinic or urgent care, the emergency room, that entity has to report that positive result to Iowa HHS and Marshall County Public Health through an electronic reporting system. So anyone that does live in Marshall County, that result will come to us. If you live outside of Marshall County, that test will be sent, or that positive result will be sent to the corresponding local public health department.
You know, I started thinking about this because I knew we were going to have you on the air, and maybe you're not privy to this information, but are we the only county that has reported Legionnaires? And if it's other counties, are they claiming they got it here? I mean, you know, like they visited here. That would certainly not be great, but there's got to be other counties, right?
There are some counties that... I mean, it's normal to see Legionnaires or Legionella. So they follow the same procedure. It gets reported, and then those county health officials, you know, just another local public health in a different county, follows up with those individuals, and they follow the same sort of questions. And then part of that is asking where you've traveled. So if someone says that they have traveled to Marshalltown, specifically that north central area of Marshalltown, then that person would be considered part of the outbreak as they meet our case definition, even if they do live in another county.
Well, you know, we had Oktoberfest last weekend, and it, obviously a huge, congregation of people all in one area, and we haven't seen a spike. So fingers crossed, maybe we got this licked, right?
Fingers crossed, yeah. We did some stuff on the back end of making sure that some of our cooling towers that were still in the process of remediation, making sure that they were shut down during the parade and during the activities to make sure that they weren't continuing to pose risk to those individuals that came to enjoy Oktoberfest. And then also just making sure that they're continuing those processes as we speak. So